Everybody's nodding their
head. Oh, yeah.
And they Turn the mics on, Steve.
And they had an ice cream started up this summer, which was fabulous.
The new building that they put in where the old one burned.
Not that I've been there too much.
Too much, he says. Disclaimer, too much.
Yeah. Once a week is not too often. Okay.
It's good.
It is when you can't fit in your pants anymore.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right. As we said, Frank's done a great job keeping us updated, as well as many of the other employees have over the last few months, as to what's happening at Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So as I told you this morning, I'm going a little bit outside of my comfort zone. I'm going to talk about technology. I haven't found any machine that I can't break at the bank. So that's
or equal forget opportunity.
That's how you learn.
I
right?
break them all. Yeah, okay. So. One of the biggest things that we've been concerned about, and I think it's gotten accelerated through the C-19 pandemic, is, of course, everybody's using the phone more, they're using their computers more, they're using internet banking. And so the use of that technology also creates the risk that there are bad guys out there trying to get your stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so... we've seen it. We've seen it locally at our bank, and talking to all the other banks in the state. Mm-hmm. There has been an increase in fraud, and a lot of it is phishing. I don't know how they came up with the word phishing, but basically, it's either emails or phone calls that try to get you to give them information that allows them to try to hack into your accounts and take your information. Right. And they're very clever. They have good texts, so that you can, that sounds like something that I might need to do. Or people are worried about security. So somebody says, we think your information has been hacked. Please sign on here. And then you sign on and you've been hacked. And so that's, it's been just a big problem. Even at the bank, we give out, we have... like a test that we will send to our employees, a sample email, and if you click on it, then the bells go off and smoke comes out, and you have to do some training. And it is,
it's important.
I must admit, the very first, not the very first test, but I clicked, something came in, and unless you know what to look for, it sounds very feasible. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that people are stupid. It's just that the crooks are very clever.
Sure.
So as a response, we've sent people like Tom and Allison and Dan down to community groups. They've been down to Grafton County and the senior center and just given demonstrations about what to look for. Mm. All ages are susceptible. I would say that's the first thing.
Yeah.
And the second thing is that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is not accurate. So, the common scams are, you've won a sweepstakes, give us your, email address and your bank thing, and then we'll do that, and then people click on it, or we'll send you a check. And
be careful because you're vulnerable.
You are.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
So the American Bankers Association has come up with a clever idea, I think, to help on this, and they've announced a campaign called "Banks Never Ask That," and it's you actually sign up at the website, and there's a lot of there's videos, there's brochures, there's informational on it. Hmm. So go to aba.com or banks never ask that hashtag banks never ask that. I don't know what hashtag means, but as I said, I'm not a technology group. But you can call up the call center of the bank, and they'll give you information
All right.
on how to do
yeah.
that.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's just some. We get calls at the call center. I got somebody said they had called from the bank and they asked to update their security file because they felt that somebody had gotten into my information. And so we said, well, what did you do? Well, I gave him my Social Security and, birth date. And is that bad? And well, yes, it is very bad. So, the conference is, we don't call customers up and ask that type of information. Right. So we do. Long ago, I had a great uncle who was very short and sweet in his remarks, and he said, I was talking to him, and he said, the two words always, never to say are always and never. So when we say never ask that, banks never ask that, you know, that part of me says, well, but we don't, as a rule, call you up and ask for that information. So we should have your Social Security and card. And
quite often it's the last four digits of your Social Security.
Yeah.
People will ask that.
Once you give out anything that is known only to you and to who you want to have access to, it's very quick how that can go. Mm-hmm. And, it was probably 10 years ago, just in credit card use, we had a customer come in and said, you know, I got a call that my credit card had been used to buy tickets to Saudi Arabia. And I said, well, you're going to Saudi Arabia? No, I'm not going to Saudi Arabia. And I said, she says, I never used that credit card, and I don't know how they got the information. And then called back a day later, you know, she says, I forgot. I was submitting an application for college, and they asked for Social Security number for the application fee, and I gave them that. And somehow that site got hacked, so somebody went and partied hardy with their credit card. So
yeah, innocent but still taken. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it just happens very fast.
Yeah.
That you think, well, I have a day or two to try to catch up with them. Once they get information, they're going.
And I'm sure you've got all kinds of stories. Frank Tillman's with us, CEO, President, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. Those are interesting and educational stories.
Go to the our website. We'll have information on how to get onto that. The other interesting thing is there's a sweepstake, so that if you join in, it's kind of fun, and you can register for prizes. They come from ABA, American Bankers Association. So it's designed to be educational and fun. We've had a seminar on it. They are fun. I mean, there's some videos that are fun.
Good.
So that's that, and I think it's just really important for people to get, you know, especially these days where we're relying so much more on the technology.
It's easy to get complacent.
It is.
You know?
It is.
You know, it's just so easy.
You know, and it's not just banks, but, you know, we have the common thing that, you know, the IRS calls you and they've got to do that, or a computer company has called you that, your Windows has been compromised. Please give us the following information. So that's...
Is there a link from the bank's website to what you were just talking about? There is.
Yep, there better be.
So what's the bank's website?
WRSB.com or WellsRiverSavings.com. We have two. So one quick announcement is that we've started the SBA PPP loan forgiveness program, and we've started with the bigger loans, the over $150,000, and we're starting to process them, and we hope that, you know, we'll get through that. But just this last night and this morning news that for those loans that are under $50,000, there is a streamlined application. So in our case, I think that's about 120 of our loans will qualify for that. So we're going to be getting the word out, but that will mean that it's a lot less paperwork for those borrowers. So that's good news. So that you can apply for forgiveness. It's not a cumbersome process, and so we're really excited about that.
All right. So those that originally were filed through your bank, the completion process.
Yep. So we'll be
through your bank.
Yep. We'll be emailing our customers that are eligible for that.
Sure.
I looked this morning. We had one PPP loan for $300. So what you say is for a loan that small, they got $300, which was important for their business. Mm-hmm. But if they got to go out and spend $300 in accounting fees to get the loan forgiveness, it doesn't make sense. So that is really good news. So it was cold this morning.
It certainly was, wasn't
and,
it?
And I got up at about 3, and it was the moon was bright.
Yeah,
that was the first thing. And the second was there was a lot of frost on the field. So you had the combination of the moon and the frost. Mm. And I said, oh, my God, I think it snowed. And I would be, I said, we weren't supposed to have any rain. We had snow. And usually when that happens, especially in the middle of the night, I like to wake my wife up. And
yeah. Back when we were young, though, that was so exciting to wake up, see snow on the ground and get outside and frolic in it. Wasn't it?
Do the snow angels. And then now. Yeah.
Not so much as we get older.
No. And you got to take 10 minutes to let your car.
Right.
I do have a garage, but somehow it never gets in the garage and stuff like that. So anyways, I hope everybody has a great holiday weekend, and go to our website to find out about, banks never ask that. Stay safe.
And you're better at IT than you thought. That was a great education
there.
Thank you, Frank.
See you.
Frank is the CEO, President Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. That's a lot of great information right there.